From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our Gospel program. Across the country, schools are reopening today. Perhaps I could say a special hello to the children in our own Christian school in Kilskerry, especially to those little ones who are starting their school careers this morning. May the Lord bless you all. Mark chapter 14, the verses 12 to 21, is the portion that we're going to be looking at today, and the subject is a sad announcement at the last Passover. In a moment, I'm going to play the hymn, Jesus Paid It All. But first, let's read from Mark chapter 14 and the verse 12 through to 21. And the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, Where wilt thou that we go and prepare, that thou mayest eat the Passover? And he sent forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, Go ye into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water, follow him. And wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the good man of the house, The Master saith, Where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared. There make ready for us. And his disciples went forth, and came into the city, and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And in the evening he cometh with the 12. And as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, Verily I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. And they began to be sorrowful, and to say unto him, One by one, Is it I? And another said, Is it I? And he answered and said unto them, It is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. And the Son of Man indeed goeth, as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born. Amen, and God will bless this reading from his precious word. Now here's the lovely hymn. It's sung for us by the SMS Singers. Jesus Paid It All.
Jesus, pay me all, all to me my own.
Let's turn now, please, to Mark chapter 14 and those verses we read earlier, verses 12 to 21. My subject is a sad announcement at the last Passover. In these verses, there are a number of matters that we should pay particular attention to. First of all, I want you to notice that the Lord Jesus was a faithful observer of the ordinances of God. He had been raised under the parental guidance of Joseph and Mary to keep the ceremonies and the rituals which God had instituted in the Old Testament times. He had first come to the temple as a babe in arms. Listen to what we read in Luke, the chapter 2, the verse 21 to 24. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. Later, as a lad of 12, the Lord Jesus was again at the temple. I'll read again from Luke chapter 2, the verse 41 and 42. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. The Lord Jesus, you see, would have been raised to honour the ordinances of worship appointed by God. This upbringing was seen during the years of his public ministry. He kept, in the years of his maturity, what he had been taught in the days of his infancy. Luke chapter 4, the verse 16, And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Now here he is at the end of his ministry, and with death hanging over his head, still observing the ordinances of worship. He knew that Judas and the priests were conspiring to kill him, and yet his mind was occupied with the keeping of the Passover feast, and that in the manner ordained of God. Oh, what a lesson there is for us here to see how important it is for us to observe the worship of God. Our Saviour sets us an example. We should honour the Lord's day by worshipping God as he has commanded us to worship him. Let me read to you from the Westminster Confession of Faith, the chapter 21, and the paragraph 7, which details the Christian's obligation concerning worship. As it is the law of nature that, in general, a due proportion of time be set apart for the worship of God, so, in his word, by a positive, moral, and perpetual commandment, binding all men in all ages, he hath particularly appointed 1 day in 7 for a Sabbath, that is, a rest day, to be kept holy unto him, which from the beginning of the world to the resurrection of Christ was the last day of the week, and from the resurrection of Christ was changed into the first day of the week, which in Scripture is called the Lord's Day, and is to be continued to the end of the world as the Christian Sabbath. That's the setting out of the obligation of everyone who professes to be a Christian. In these New Testament times, we have but 2 sacraments to observe, baptism and the Lord's Supper. What the Passover was to the Old Testament believer, the Lord's Supper is to the New Testament believer. The Passover looked forward to the coming of the Lamb of God who would die for his people, while the Lord's Supper looks back in remembrance of the death of the Lamb of God at Calvary, and his triumphant resurrection after 3 days. Again, let us notice, Christ informs his disciples of the betrayal of himself that will soon take place. My dear listeners, not all who profess faith in Christ are what they say. There are those that the human eye cannot tell apart from a true believer, and yet they are the enemies of Christ. Note the response of the disciples to the Saviour's assertion in the verse 18. And they began to be sorrowful, and to say unto him one by one, Is it I? And another said, Is it I? Verse 19. These men could not tell who the betrayer was. Indeed, they were not even certain of themselves. Note that they spoke with sorrow. The revelation of Christ brought grief to their hearts. How grieving it is to the Christian to hear that we have hearts that can indeed betray the Lord and be ashamed of him. Surely the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17:9. Finally, just note that despite what he knew about his disciples, the Lord Jesus still loved them and fellowshiped with them. The psalmist said, If thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquity, O Lord, who shall stand? Psalm 130, verse 3. Christ tells us of our sinfulness and failure in order that we might seek him for grace to overcome our sins and weaknesses. The disciples here failed to avail themselves of this opportunity. Later on that evening, when the subject of their being offended at Christ is again raised by the Saviour, pride has asserted itself and they contradict the Lord. Verse 31. Better it is to humbly learn of our sinful weaknesses and cling to Christ for victory over them than to boastfully deny that we could be ashamed of the Lord only to prove our own foolishness by indeed being ashamed of him before men. Better to have a true picture of our own weakness and be driven by it to Christ for help than to entertain high opinions of ourselves and be deceived by them into trusting in ourselves. May God give us grace to own our sinfulness and to look to Christ for deliverance. We're going to take up our study again in this passage next week in the will of the Lord. Will you please join me then? God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.